From the WBNO WQCT newsroom, I'm Ed Heisted. It's still unknown if alcohol played a part in a fatal crash in Fulton Township over the weekend. The Ohio Highway Patrol is investigating the accident that happened around 2 a.m. Sunday on Fulton County Road J. Police say a Ford F-150 driven by 23-year-old Nathan Parsons of Delta ran off the road and flipped over in a field. Parsons was thrown from the vehicle and pronounced dead at the scene. Three passengers were also injured. 23-year-old Aaron Betts of Delta, 21-year-old Paige McKenzie Simon of Metamora were also tossed from the vehicle and both sustained severe injuries. 22-year-old Ashley Herr of Metamora was treated for minor injuries. Because of financial problems, the Henry County Humane Society will no longer be accepting dogs and puppies for surrender from the public starting Thursday. Residents who show up with dogs or puppies at the shelter on Independence Drive and Napoleon will be referred to the Henry County Dog Warden. The Humane Society receives about 160 owner-surrendered dogs and puppies in a typical year, while the Dog Warden takes in about 180 strays. Part of the Humane Society's financial strain, according to society officials, is from Henry County opening its own dog shelter and ending its contract with the society. They say the Humane Society will still accept cat and kitten surrenders and will place cats and kittens up for adoption, and they'll continue to investigate animal cruelty claims. On Monday, Williams County Commissioners received bids from three contractors for the East Annex site development. A county engineering technician told the Bryan Times the bids are for everything outside of the building, including the parking lots in the front and the back of the building and the sidewalks. The bids have been taken under advisement, and the Williams County Engineer's Office will soon present a letter of recommendation. Stryker officials got an update Monday on a lawsuit involving the village. The suit is now bound for the Ohio Supreme Court. And you're up to date from the WBNO WQCT newsroom. I'm Ed Heisted.